everybody, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news. And it is a midweek Wednesday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where we report so you can panic.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Hey, our Hanksters on our Facebook Live. Look at that. The internet works today. Had to restart the entire building, but it works.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
And as we are synced up with you, Kid Rock yesterday went to where else? Fox News and with Laura Ingraham to talk about those lip-syncing claims on the Turning Point USA halftime show performance when he was bawa-da-baing.
Bawa-da-ba.
Diggy-diggy.
Yeah. So Laura asked Bob about bawa-da-ba. Peered out of sync, of course. It just means that the music didn't match his lips. And we usually by now know what that means. But Kid said, quote, "It was out of sync." And then explained that his DJ was filling in vocal parts off camera while he was jumping around the stage. He said the problem showed up even in rehearsals, and he blamed the difficult production process, saying, though, it was not lip syncing. Even though his DJ was playing a track of him singing while he...
There's a lot of layers.
I'm not saying it's fake news, because it's Fox, and they don't do that. By the way, it didn't seem to hurt his... streaming numbers and stuff. He just went to number one on iTunes with his cover of Cody Johnson's Till You Can't and that added verse there, which that was pretty cool there. So now we can rest easy.
Ba-dang-a-dang.
And diggy-diggy our way through life.
Halle Berry has not been very lucky in love, but that's all about to change. She is now engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Van Hunt, admits after three marriages that she knows what's right, because she knows what's really, really wrong. Her ring has a whopping 2-carat diamond center, is surrounded by 20 other diamonds, yellow gold, and rumored to be around $200,000. So good for her.
Yeah. Could have saved that dude for Valentine's Day and just two with one stone, but
don't give them any ideas.
Nonetheless.
You think you know everything now that you're married.
Speaking of rings, it'll be a little while until the Super Bowl rings are bestowed upon the Seattle Seahawks. They do have their parade today, so expect some fun rioting out there.
Oh.
And quarterback Sam Darnold, this is floating around, earned a $178,000 bonus for winning the Super Bowl. You should win.
That's nice.
A bonus. You should get one for winning a world championship. But because they played the game in San Francisco in the state of California, there's a big problem with the taxes there. The state's so-called, what they call, jock tax. So California taxes non-resident athletes based on what they call duty days. Mm-hmm. That's the number of work days spent in the state for a given event. For the Super Bowl, that window was much larger than the standard just show up the day before and play the game. So what that means is he got a $178,000 bonus. But his estimated California tax bill for Super Bowl week is approximately $249,000, meaning Sam Darnold owes the state of California about $71,000 for winning the Super Bowl.
But he got to go to California, and it's an event that'll last a lifetime.
Yeah, double whammy on that. Mm-hmm. So the Patriots, congratulations. You actually won.
So there's good days, there's bad days, and then there's the days that you win a bronze medal in the Olympics.
Well, that's great.
Not too shabby, right? Well, not for Sturla Holm Lagreid. See, the Norwegian, pardon me, won in the biathlete competition, but then broke into tears. Told the press that he had actually had a gold medal. That was his ex-girlfriend. Because he cheated 3 months ago. They've been together for 6. He told her last week, wishes that he could share this moment with her. Apparently, she then wrote into a newspaper called VG, saying that even after this declaration of love, it's very difficult to forgive. She did not choose this position, and it hurts. So
this, first of all, dude took and made his platform the podium.
Right.
Interesting decision. Second of all, they'd been He's cheating on her after they've only been together 3 months.
Right.
Yet, 6 months, he's already deemed her the love of his life.
Yeah, and he decided to admit this to her 1 week before the biggest athletic competition of his career. So I don't know. I'm trying to help you here, Sterla.
Well, he is a biathlete. I bet he'd be more happy paying the California tax.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
No joke. Table for one. Well, we do have an update, and you may have seen it last night if you were watching the Olympic coverage. They took quite a bit of time right before the, right in the middle of the figure skating, which was the premier event for NBC's Olympic coverage last night. And that's a development in the Savannah Guthrie's mother, Julie, case. So a person of interest was detained yesterday in, Nancy is her name, the abduction of Nancy Guthrie. Now, nothing has really been revealed about the suspect, except that it's not a member of the family. He has since been released, they say. So earlier in the day, you may have seen the FBI release the two videos and mainly the Ring doorbell surveillance camera, which I thought they didn't have any Ring doorbell camera because she didn't have the, quote, subscription, so none of it was backed up. But evidently they do, and it's pretty, it's right there. Shows a person in a jacket, a ski mask, gloves, also has a firearm and a holster at their waist, wearing a backpack, and tries to block Nancy Guthrie's doorbell camera with a glove and then some, like, shrubbery from her porch. So, yeah, the FBI says that they were able to locate residual data from, quote, back-end systems, which opened up another can of worms of everybody saying, So, anyway, again, yesterday we said, according to the ransom note, the kidnapper or kidnappers had offered to return Nancy to the family after receiving $6 million in Bitcoin. But that, of course, deadline passed, and there's no further communique or anything that's being translated to the public on that. So, of course, Nancy Guthrie has been missing. Now, this is a week and a half since Sunday, February 1st, so... Savannah posted one of the videos yesterday and said in the caption she believes her mother is still alive, and this continues on in this very strange and very, very disheartening story. Man.
Yesterday was Red Tuesday, but breakups before Valentine's Day, still a thing. We're not out of the clear. Mm-mm. Apparently over one-third of us have gone through a split the week of the big day, and 30% of us on the actual holiday.
Ooh.
I don't know if I've ever
that's
even
cold.
Heard of that. Yeah, that's
cold.
A lot of people. Is it the same people that it's happening to? I have so many questions. Either way, most likely millennials. Meanwhile, the worst foods to eat for a hot date. Now, some are givens. Garlic, beans, or broccoli. But how about these? I'm not sure if I'm on board. Coffee. And it's a romantic little date, right? Coffee.
It's non-committal.
Steak.
Yeah.
Steak? I mean, what? You're going to turn down a steak? No, thank you. Or pasta. Remember that scene from Lady and the Tramp? So romantic. Hey, 50 Cent, we'll talk to you soon.
Valentine's Day. On the way Saturday.
She's in the mood for love.
And we do, back to the Super Bowl, have final numbers on all of it. According to Nielsen, 124.9 million people watched the Super Bowl. And that's actually down from last year's 127.7 million. The Bad Bunny halftime show, it's more people watch the Bad Bunny halftime show than the actual Super Bowl game itself by about 4 million, 128.2 million viewers during the halftime. That puts it fourth all time behind Kendrick Lamar, Michael Jackson, way back, and Usher. Interesting note, though, New York City's Environmental Protection Agency says it saw a significant reduction in water usage during the Bad Bunny halftime show performance, which points to a mass pause in bathroom breaks during the Bad Bunny thing. So people were not going to the bathroom.
This is, they were actually
and
watching.
Mm-hmm. Right. After the halftime show ended, though, it spiked by over 600%, to which many just had to flush what they just saw.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.